Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we're studying Psalm chapter 89, where the psalm writer Ethan is in a hard season of life. But he's recalling the promise that God had made to David about David having a forever kingdom, and that this would bless all peoples. And so in Psalm 89, Ethan writes this, "You have said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one." So think of the faith of Ethan at this point to believe Nathan the prophet's prophecy, but also think about what led to this. This is not Ethan's blind faith. This is Ethan having seen God's word prove faithful and stable. And this is why knowing God's word should be so important to you and me. How can we have hope in God's promises if we don't know God's promises? So how important is the reading and knowing of God's word to you? You know, there's a book that's called The Hiding Place, and it's the story about Corrie ten Boom. And in that book, Corrie ten Boom, her sister and aunt and father have opened up their home to Jews who were being hunted down by the Nazis. And at night, because the Nazis would cut off power at a certain time, the ten Booms, along with whoever was in the house, would gather around in a circle. And one person would hop onto a bicycle that they had engineered to alight. And they would pedal and pedal and pedal, producing enough energy to light up the light so that the rest of the people would have enough light to read the Bible together. How hard are you willing to pedal just to have God's word read so that you can know the promises of God to put your faith into? As you pray today, please remember Joshua and Megan Feary and their family, our missionaries in Zambia. And also remember the Bondi LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.